Welcome to What Am I Looking At?, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Catherine Baker, and I'm a professor specializing in the history of medieval and early modern art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving you insight into works of art from across history that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. So let's get to today's dive into the visual world on your radio. On a page divided into text and image, a late 18th century illustrated manuscript from the Newberry Library presents to the viewer a microhistory of a red dye that might still be found in the makeup in your cabinet, the food in your cupboard, or the clothing in your closet. Known as cochineal, carmine, carminic acid, natural red 4, or E120, the global use of this sumptuous red ties into a history of cultural knowledge, colonialism, and parasitic bugs. In the Newberry image, from an undated and unsigned manuscript about the cultivation of cochineal in Mexico, we see two vignettes depicting various tasks performed in relation to this product. As explained in the accompanying texts, from March to April, these scale insects of the suborder Sternorhynchia, which also includes aphids, are placed on nopal or prickly pear cacti to propagate. In August through September, they are harvested, often using soft implements like a deer tail. In December, the cacti, the food source for these immobile parasites, are pruned and replanted, a process we see in the lower illustration where a man appears to be cutting off fragments with an axe. He wears a white belted shirt and very colorful pants, with a band of red pattern along the lower hem. The color here is likely meant to represent the red dye produced from the female cochineal insects, which, after harvesting, are dried in the sun and then crushed into a powder. When mixed with water, a red is produced, which based on its application can range from delicate rose to luminous scarlet. Used by the Aztec, Maya, and Inca, the presence of cochineal dye on this indigenous individual's clothing is likely meant to hint at the material's connection to civilizations that flourished before the arrival of the Spanish. It is an association with regional cultural knowledge that may be reinforced in the upper image by the presence of a stone temple of vaguely pyramidal form, perhaps meant to evoke the places of indigenous worship that were torn down by colonists, such as the Temple Mayor in what is now Mexico City. Like the figure in the scene below, the man and woman in this vignette are dressed in clothing that shows off the pungent red of the dye, although they are also surrounded by other dots of this color. She appears to be collecting the bodies of insects from the ground, possibly after drying or in an effort to relocate, while he whisks at cactus paddles with a specialized device whose thin projections would have gently dislocated the bugs. Exploiting the inherent knowledge of local communities, the Spanish colonists made the export of cochineal one of their primary products, just behind silver. Numerous texts and images record this all-important process, which, considering the scale of this scaly enterprise, makes sense. What Am I Looking At? Is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at A-State. Stay tuned next week for another exploration of art over your airwaves.